All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what my suit is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Oh, hello!
How are you?
Good.
It's rainy outside.
Well, you know, I was saying earlier before we started today's show that today would have been the Too Darn Hot episode were it not for the amazing thunderstorms that
tumultuous just
came in and dropped the degrees by like almost 20 degrees.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, it hit, you know, for those of you who may not be aware of this at this point, we are in the New Jersey
area.
And it did hit 104 today at
Newark
Airport.
Yeah, Newark
so
Airport.
So I work right across the street from the airport,
right.
Ipso facto.
Yeah, and I was out west of there where it was over 100 as
right,
well.
101
so,
or yep. whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So now it's probably like 80.
Yeah.
85 yeah. maybe, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah, it's hot outside.
Hot.
But, and muggy now.
But there's a cool breeze.
Oh,
a cool,
lovely.
Wet breeze blowing through.
Lovely. It's like someone's hot breath.
It's not
face.
Misty, though. It's like, you know, when it first started raining, it comes down in those giant drops like someone just sneezed on you.
Right.
Or a bird took a crap on you.
Right.
And so the first one hit me in the face and I was like, oh, but then I was like, ah, you know,
right.
like, and I could feel the temperature dropping.
The rain is cool, but the breath is not.
Indeed. Speaking of cool, or who cares, San Diego Comic-Con is now over.
That happened.
2012,
I
yeah.
I
we're a few
that.
Days removed from that now. People who went, still in recovery. But,
yes, heard a lot of complaints.
A lot of complaints.
Heard a lot of Ooh. Love. Heard a lot of love.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people had a good time.
Yeah, I'm
A lot
sure.
of people waited online for Some... 6 hours at Hall H and then
wow.
didn't get into panels.
Yeah, awesome. So. And you know what? Typical.
Yeah, and
not
you know,
even not even really an issue.
And there were no stabbings this year.
No, there was someone who got killed.
But someone did get killed.
Crossing
sadly.
The street.
Sadly.
I heard a Twilight fan.
It was a Twilight fan
uh-huh.
Camping outside of the convention center
mm-hmm.
waiting for, I think, the panel,
mm-hmm.
which was going to be the next day.
Yep.
And they ran across the street to beat traffic, from what I understand,
uh-huh.
and was hit by
and
a car.
And got beat
yeah.
by
was
a car.
Hit by a car.
So, yeah, so there was that, which is very sad. But San Diego overall, from what we've heard, not meh. I have to be honest, though. I'm getting really, really excited about Celebration. I'm also getting excited about New York Comic Con, even though that's many months away still.
That is many months away, and people keep on hounding us.
We are attending.
We're attending. We will have a booth.
We don't know what our booth
space
is. But
that's all we know.
Yeah, that's all we know.
You know, some people are already guessing who some of our guests are.
Uh-huh.
Some of those people are probably right.
Some of those people are probably
right. I've already begun talking to people about exclusives.
Should we reveal the big one this week?
No. We're not revealing anything.
I'm going to reveal it.
Okay.
Banksy.
No, he is not going to be
there. Or has he's also known J. Rue?
I don't think he's going to be there either.
Really?
No.
I thought he was going to be signing at our table.
So,
but signing as J. Rue.
Oh, is that
not
is that
as Banksy?
I don't think J. Rue is going to be at our table.
He doesn't do
if
signings.
If he's at New York Comic Con.
He doesn't do signings as Banksy.
I know.
Just as J. Rue.
You know, this joke is only funny to you.
No, J. Rue thinks it's funny too. People who know J. Rue think it's funny. So that's fine.
All right. Fair enough.
What about that kid, Chew?
Chew?
Yeah.
Who, Luke?
Luke Chew.
I don't know if Luke's coming out to New York Comic Con.
What the hell?
Luke is a lovely young man.
People have got to come out to New York Comic Con.
We have we may have an exciting announcement
about
Luke Chew in the next couple episodes.
Oh, that's cool.
So stay tuned for that.
Right. And I'm guessing we'll have the usual, you know, exclusive from Eric from Argonaut Resins.
We'll have exclusives from many people. And maybe t-shirts this year, too.
Yeah.
I'm bandying that idea around.
Wow.
But, you know.
Like New York Comic Con, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, limited edition kind of t-shirt?
Yeah, either. But, we've got to nail down a design, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
All right.
There'll be chatter.
Chatter.
All right. But before we go any further, because I'm about to hit that button that plays that stinger thing, we should probably name the episode.
All right. So this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 255.
That's right.
You didn't miss much.
That's right.
Really, and seriously, what you missed are, from what we understand, is the usual, well, not even the usual.
There's a lot.
But even bigger crowds. No, I'm talking about the bad stuff.
Oh, yes.
The bigger crowds, I heard. Worse layout, meaning that it was even more difficult to get around. That was one of the things I heard, and I could not believe that
actually
was true. But
I heard that too, right? But then post-con, I started reading people who were saying on Saturday they could cross the floor in under an hour.
I just don't see that.
Which has never been.
I just
as far
think,
as I've been going, it's never been under an hour.
I've never. I don't think that's true. If there weren't stopping.
Yeah.
They maybe. Might make it in under an hour.
They're hugging the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure. I mean,
they went out one door.
What I heard was it was even harder to get around every day of the con than it has been in
what
the
I'm
past.
Wondering is if so many people spent so much time online for panels that maybe the floor was a little bit looser than usual.
I mean, maybe.
Because people
but
were
I didn't
online,
hear that.
People were online for Hasbro,
right.
for example, on Friday, I think.
For the exclusives?
For the exclusives.
Right.
For they started lining up at like 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
The line was outside of the building. And then I think the line stopped at like 11 or 12.
Wow.
And it didn't reopen. So you waited online. You got a ticket. And the ticket said when to come back.
Yeah.
And I think the first tickets were at like 1 or 2. I think.
I looked at all the exclusives this year. And there were 3 that I actually wanted. All of which were pre-sold by the companies online. So no fuss, no muss, because I didn't have to, I didn't have to go there. I didn't have to, worry about, am I going to get it or not? Everyone is wondering if I got the awful carbonite chamber
Star
Wars thing.
Sold out less than 30 minutes today or yesterday.
Yeah. Well, not only did it sell out, but who gives a crap? Because it just wasn't something I cared about.
There were still
all those figures. What's that?
There were still helicarriers.
Of course there were. nobody cared. Not nobody cared. But all the figures in that set were not exclusive to that set. The only one that was exclusive to that set was the Jar Jar Carbonite.
Right.
And the packaging.
Correct.
So what?
I agree.
All the, and the special cards and all that, all being released.
I agree.
With the exception of Jar Jar. And really, I haven't looked yet online. I'm quite sure there's some online for sale if I really cared, which I don't.
I think my biggest regret is going to end up being there was some sort of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles exclusive for the new show through Playmates, and it looks awesome. I want all of those figures.
Okay.
The new figures look great.
Really?
And the show is debuting, I think, in September.
Yeah, in September.
So, I'm pretty excited. But, I'm a Turtles
right
guy. So, kind of stands to reason.
Honestly, for me, I mean, I'm going to enjoy looking at it and seeing what they're trying to do now.
Right.
But if I'm being honest, it kind of began and ended with me figure-wise with NECA's...
I know. A line comic, I wish they would have continued.
Comic Turtles and April O'Neil and the Mousers and right. the black and white ones in particular, I thought were
and unless special. I missed it, I don't think they ever got to Shredder.
They that, didn't, no.
Right? They never did Casey Jones.
No, they only they stopped at April O'Neil and the Mousers.
And the that Mousers.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a shame. Because I think if they would have done a couple more classic characters, they would have sold.
Yeah. They, if they had done Splinter and Casey Jones, certainly they would have sold.
They didn't they do a Splinter? Oh no, they didn't
did
do,
not
a Splinter.
Do a Splinter.
No, they did not do a Splinter.
They did the Four Turtles and April O'Neil. Right. They didn't do April O'Neil in black and white.
No, they did her in color only.
But they did do a pack of Mousers
in color
also that year.
And then there was a black and white exclusive.
Was there?
I'll tell you why they were color.
Okay.
Because they were gray, not white.
Right.
And they had blue eyes.
Oh, that's
they
right.
were not just black and white like the regular black and white.
I have a set of black and white. I have a set of the colored.
I have all of them. I got the black and white and the colored ones. And
you
know,
but you mean it differently than
no,
I do.
No, I don't.
I mean green with red bandanas.
Look, I'm talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not Afro Samurai.
It's awful.
Can we move on?
Yes.
With
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
All right, where do we start? There's just so much. All right, how about let's start with...
We talked about Hasbro. Do you want to start about their... You want to talk about them first?
Sure. What do you want to talk about? Because I don't know much more about...
Well, let's talk about what happened at the Star Wars Hasbro panel.
I heard nothing happened.
I'll try to summarize this. Yeah. First of all, most of the stuff they were showing at San Diego was stuff that has already been released.
Right.
Right? There were a few things they were showing that weren't released. And I guess the biggest surprise to come out of... Well, the two biggest surprises to come out of the Hasbro Star Wars panel this year
right.
were, one, that they took responsibility for the fact that they shit the bed in the last year with episode one stuff and with bad distribution. They took full responsibility.
Good.
They own it. They're doing something about it. So they say. They also said that at Toy Fair and that wasn't going to happen. And guess what? It's happened.
Right.
So they took responsibility for it and they say things are going to change. So a lot of the figures that were really hard to get in the vintage line, vintage is dead, by the way.
Right.
After the next wave. So a lot of what they have, what they took responsibility for with regards to low pack figures and stuff, they're going to put those figures out again, in the vintage packaging, but they're going to make new cases, like for a case of Darth Malgus and some of the other hard to get figures
right.
are going to get reissued. So that's cool. The other thing is they released the new card image for what is replacing Vintage.
Okay.
And it's an R2-D2 card.
Nice.
And it's called, I believe they're back to calling it the Legacy Collection, and it's Build-A-Droid again.
Yes, I heard Build-A-Droid.
And
was
now, apparently, you can build two droids a series, I think, if I understand that correctly. They released the first two droids that are going to be Build-As.
What are what?
It was, it's Jabba's protocol droid.
Okay.
From before C-3PO.
Right.
Right. And it's,
that's the one that has like the wide mouth thing. Or whatever,
no, right? He looks just like 3PO. He's just different color.
Oh, okay.
He's a patchy and different color.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what his identification number is, or her. Does she have his female voice?
Remember.
I can't remember. But that and Dooku's pilot,
which is an astromech
from the end of episode 2.
Oh, yeah.
That
yes.
bubble ship,
yeah, with
a
yeah,
really
yeah.
thin looking pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the other builder, which are I think are both great choices. There is a new R2 coming in.
I know. There's a new yeah. Astromech, right?
Yeah, there's two, actually, that yeah. are coming. One is an R5 unit,
right.
which looks just like R5-D4, but it's like R5-D8.
But with like, they're all the same with color variations.
This one looks exactly like him, though. So I don't know okay. what they're doing there. So there's you know, that's essentially the news. Oh, so that was the one news. They took responsibility, and they claim they're going to do something about it. You
right.
know, and because, and I don't, they did a Q&A, but it wasn't much of a Q&A because I don't think anybody who was really angry stood up and was like, explain yourself, bitch.
Right, right.
You know, like nobody did that. They asked some questions, you know, that I felt were legit, but that wasn't the other big news. The other big news I have to say is Kmart.
Yeah. What the hell?
Kmart is getting three Star Wars exclusives.
I mean,
this year.
Guess we're lucky because we have two within 10 minutes of here.
Yeah.
Well, I have two within 10 minutes.
And I have the two within 10 minutes of here. But you know, let's say what they are. They're all related, right, which is awesome. It's the Scout Walker or Chicken Walker.
Right.
Right. It is the newer one. So it's the one that was a Walmart exclusive 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
The redone one. But they've now camoed it for Endor.
Right, right.
Like the Endor camo version. That is a Kmart exclusive. Also with that are two packs of figures.
Right.
The first two packs
is
the pilots.
Right.
For the Walker.
Right.
So it's a pilot and a gunner.
Right.
Right. They're brand new sculpts. They're fully articulated. They have different head sculpts, so it's not like the same guy with a slight variation. Two new figures. So I'm fucked.
Right.
Because, you know, army builder. And the other two pack will make Aileen from October Toys very happy because it's an Ewok two pack.
But it's not a two pack. Isn't it like a four pack?
No. The one that's a Kmart exclusive is a two pack.
Oh, okay. Who's got the four pack?
Toys R Us.
Okay.
Toys R Us has a four pack of Ewoks and a four pack of Yavin pilots.
Right. And the four pack of Ewoks.
Or five pack.
Has
a five in it, I think.
Has.
Four or five.
No, it's four, but I'll tell you why you're thinking more. It's four, but it's got two interchangeable headdresses and accessories.
Oh, okay.
So I think, in theory, it could be six new figures, but I think it's a four pack.
That's interesting.
I think, well, most of those sets are four, aren't they?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they were reduced to three.
Right.
So, no, and like I thought that was four or five.
The last Endor pack that came out,
yeah,
I think there was a year ago. It was three guys and an astromech.
Correct.
And then there was another three guys and an astromech. So those are two 4-packs.
But that was before they pulled back. When they pulled back to three packs.
Right, but I understand. Maybe because it's an exclusive is what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
And it's not a full release.
Right.
It would be a 3-pack, but an exclusive they could still get away with four.
Right.
I don't know.
So those are really great exclusives for anyone to have, but Kmart got them. That's freaking weird. So I guess those are the two biggest things. I guess a kind of minor side note would be Hasbro is actually going to produce 12-inch Star Wars figures.
Right, I heard that.
With 5 points of articulation. So essentially, Hasbro is trying to like glom on to the success General Giant has had with making limited articulation Star Wars figures, but they missed the point. The point was... is that the General Giant ones are reproductions of their original figures.
Right.
That's why everyone likes them. No one likes them because they have 5 points of articulation
right.
and they're, you know, kind of sculpt because that's the way they were sculpted in the 70s. Nobody likes them because of that. They like them because they're fucking old.
Right.
You know, like they're like classic. So they're going to make new ones that have this sort of, you know,
right,
quality. And I'm just, it's kind of sad, funny note.
I don't know. I missed Mattel. I don't know if there were any big Mattel announcements.
I didn't hear about any big Mattel announcements. You know, probably we're going to have to extend this coverage to next week.
Well, so. I would say, I mean, in the interim, I will do some research myself, but if you check out, well, if you want further or more information on Star Wars, go to Jedi Temple Archives or Yak Face.
Yep.
Both of those sites are really good.
Jedi Temple Archives is maybe the best site out there. Yak Face is also a good site.
I like Yak Face.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Jedi Temple Archives too, but I like Yak Face. And I would say check out Awesome Toy Blog too. That guy did a lot of coverage. Matt over there did a lot of coverage.
I don't know about a lot. We'll have to research for Mattel. And we'll also have to find out, did they say anything about G.I. Joe?
I don't know. Again, I didn't follow the toy news too much. I focused more on the entertainment news.
Right.
Even the comic book news, with a handful of exceptions, I didn't focus on. Because, you know, San Diego Comic Con isn't about comics anymore.
No, or toys. Throwing you.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's talk about Fantastic Four. Fox has confirmed that it's moving forward.
Ugh.
Josh.
But Fox is moving forward.
Fox is, well.
It's not Marvel Studios?
No. Because I think they're.
That's terrible.
I think they're coming in under their deadline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's like,
so they're
Marvel
Studios.
We have to start production.
Wow.
Or out.
Wow. Right? What a dick move.
So,
so much for bringing them into the universe.
So much for that. So, Josh Trank will direct it. Josh Trank directed Chronicle. So.
Okay.
There you go. I thought Chronicle looked okay.
No casting, no rumors.
No, no. Okay. It was very, very, very
what
early.
What an awful idea.
And also, Daredevil is moving forward. But again, no news on who's going to direct that, because the guy who was set to direct it was David Slade, who stepped out because he's going to be directing the pilot. And I think at least another couple episodes of Hannibal, that Hannibal TV. Yeah. Who cares about that? I mean, first of all, I'm one of those people who doesn't necessarily think that you need a Daredevil reboot. I was perfectly fine.
I like the Daredevil. You and I are the only two people on the planet. Yeah. Who like that movie.
Whatever. I liked it. So that's happening.
It needs a reboot if they're going to actually put it in the Marvel movie universe.
Right. Except that.
Not going to happen either?
No, I think it's Fox also.
Wow.
Fox also held on to that one.
Yeah, just call it Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Let's stick with Marvel movie news since we're talking. But we're going to actually talk about Marvel movie news.
Okay.
Not Fox Marvel movie news.
Marvel Studios.
Five films that they announced.
Big announcements.
Two were pretty big.
Yep.
Two were pretty big. Both were speculated in the weeks leading up to Comic-Con, though. There were leaks on both of them.
Now, if it's one that I think you're going to say, I'd like to remind you that I pointed it out the week its prequel came out.
Okay.
The week the first one came out, yes. I said what the second one was going to be about. Go.
Absolutely. You're talking about Captain America?
Captain America the 2?
The Winter Soldier?
The Winter Soldier?
Right. So obviously we know at least what part of that storyline is. And Bucky. Of course, in the... Well, sometimes we're wrong portion of tonight's news. Casting confirmed for Falcon.
For the Cap movie?
For Cap 2.
Wow.
I have the name of the gentleman here somewhere. I thought I did. Let's see.
Falcon?
Yep. Anthony Mackie apparently is in negotiations.
Negotiations.
The character has been confirmed. He's the one in negotiations for the role. So the role is happening, whether or not Anthony Mackie is
could just be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. I mean, it could be any. No.
They said the announcement was Falcon.
Yeah?
Yeah, the announcement was it's going to be Falcon.
We don't know what iteration of Falcon that could be.
No, we don't know what iteration of that could be.
It could be, it could be anything. It's too early to say. I'm really surprised about that, though.
Thor, The Dark World. That's Thor 2,
uh-huh.
Which is, of course, set for theaters November 8th, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Iron Man 3. And the big news out of Iron Man
without
3.
Without me.
No, actually, we're going to talk about that. And it's not without me. It's with both of us on board. But we'll get to that in a second.
Only because he's going to play, what's his name, right? The bodyguard?
No, we're talking about different things.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I'm talking about something else without me. Totally different movie film franchise.
All right, let's continue in here.
All right. So Thor 2, Iron Man 3 was the other one. The big news out of Iron Man 3, not that the movie's happening, we know that, not extremists, we know that, is that they confirmed Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin.
Okay, as the Mandarin.
Yes.
Which you and I said the day the rumor started, even though they said no Mandarin.
Of course. Well, look. We have been speculating, and by we, I mean the entire internet community, that the Mandarin was going to be the villain, we thought, in the second movie.
Right.
Because in the first movie, the terrorist group was called the Ten Rings, and there were all these allusions to that character. Well, they've confirmed it. In the third film, it's definitely the Mandarin, and it's definitely Ben Kingsley.
Cool.
So, kudos. I'm down with that. I'm all right with that. All right. Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's exciting. Which kind of confirms what we said about who they're bringing in for Avengers.
Of course. And it makes sense to introduce him in his own film.
Is it Hank Pym?
Edgar Wright didn't say anything. He had test footage that
Edgar Wright is directing
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which is awesome, by the way. He had test footage that he showed at Comic-Con, but I've scoured and it's nowhere online.
No actor tag?
No. The test footage was all, I think it was all...
Effects?
All effects, yeah. But the description of it is pretty badass. It shows his transformation from big to small and kicking ass and knocking out teeth and
nice
whatnot. All right. And what I'm calling the biggest out of all of these announcements, although we kind of knew.
We mentioned it already. Cap 2.
No, is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Now this is going to be, huge. That's going to be very interesting.
Star-Lord Drax the Destroyer, Gamora, Groot, and of course Rocket Raccoon are the cast of characters that they've picked for Guardians of the Galaxy.
So if this is in the Marvel Universe...
It is in the Marvel Universe. I think it's great that they're continuing with this cosmic storyline. I think that it will all eventually lead into some sort of Infinity Gauntlet storyline at some point in time. And you know what? That's a great direction to go.
Sure.
That is probably one of the best known Avengers Marvel crossovers ever. The Infinity Gauntlet is hugely popular, well known even by casual fans of comic books. So... They keep on pushing in that direction. Good for them.
No, I'm a huge fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm surprised at your excitement about it.
You know what?
No, OG. I need to cut you off right there. Because I seem to recall us talking about Guardians of the Galaxy the entire time the book ran with you going, you know, blah, what? Meh, nah.
That is... Meh. All right. So my explanation, which is, I think, completely justified, is... And I understand that the book was good. I've heard very positive things.
I told you years ago.
But my meh-ness about Marvel books in general is well intact.
Sure.
However, the films I've loved.
Doesn't matter. They're all ending.
Of course they are. I loved all the movies.
Heroes Were Born too.
So why wouldn't I be excited about a movie? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure, I understand.
I'm just saying. You also said... Four was never going to happen. And,
good point.
And it did.
No, so. What I said was that just Mike and I would never sit in a theater together and watch as a Thor movie played in front of us. And that was completely accurate.
That was completely accurate.
I did not see the Thor movie with just Mike.
You did not see the Thor movie with just Mike.
So go back to those episodes.
That is the Marvel movie news.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Neil Gaiman related news.
Friend of the show, Neil Gaiman.
Returning. Two comic books with an all-new prequel miniseries to Sandman. That's huge.
Yeah.
Neil Gaiman's return to Sandman.
That's pretty big.
And, you know, Sandman's one of those things where, like, you don't want anymore unless Neil Gaiman is doing it.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't want any more Watchmen unless...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that,
and regardless of whether you want it,
right? DC gave it to us, so at least we have the benefit
of having Neil
Gaiman as part of this.
Well, that's interesting. I'm excited about that.
Buck Rogers coming back to the comic books. Have you heard of this?
It's already in the comic books.
No, but I
no,
guess
but seriously,
Hermes Press, who has been re-releasing the old strips and the hardcover editions, they're doing a new. They're going to relaunch a new ongoing series.
Okay.
So it's in the comic books, but not really.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's coming back.
Classic style?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to see.
I like Buck Rogers.
So do I.
Remember that company, Go Hero?
Yeah.
You know, they're still around.
I know.
I haven't actually heard anything.
They
come
did
out
a shadow figure that we were supposed to talk about, and we never did. I'm going to write that guy an email and be like, the F.
You should write that guy and be like, we were very good to you. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
MP3s.
No.
We still love them.
No,
we
totally. Love them. And you know what though?
They did a lot of good products.
That product that he put out, that Buck Rogers figure, was maybe one of the greatest toys I think it's ever been put out, especially about Buck Rogers. I mean, not since the Gil Gerard years have I seen such wonderful Buck Rogers toys, I believe was the quote that I gave for that toy.
Another big news surrounding Buck Rogers, Howard Chaykin is going to be working on that book.
As the artist? Well, that's done.
That adds a whole new element.
Well, I'm
awesome
in now.
Yeah.
Well, that means it's probably going to be classic then.
Well, his style. Because
he loves that classic 50s, 40s, 50s
well, his
sci-fi.
Well,
so.
Very indicative of that style.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
Makes sense.
Well, I'll probably be a trader on that.
Let's see. Trader?
Trader.
You are a trader. You're also a waiter, so there it goes.
I am a waiter and a trader.
So... Is this a song? I feel like it's a song.
Somewhere someone is writing one right now using these terms.
They screened the Man of Steel trailer.
Yes, and I heard it was very warmly received. Oh, wait, no. I heard it blew monkeys. I heard it was terrible, to use the Spanish.
I heard Zod was in the trailer, but Zack Snyder refuses to say that it's Zod. So how about that?
What else? What else? Was there more comments?
No, not
they
not
are
really.
They are terrified. about based on the reception that that trailer got.
Of course, because if it tanks,
they're terrified. They're terrified. Yeah, well, you know, listen, that's all I had to hear. All I had to hear was they tore it up at Comic-Con, and it's doomed. It's just doomed. That's too bad, really. Well, did they say when they're going to release that? Are they releasing in front of Batman?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
I wonder if they are. That would be a really good move.
You know what? I don't...
That would be tomorrow night for most people. Well,
yeah, because it opens next year. Yeah, I would think putting it in front of Batman is
or something Christmas.
No, you got to. If it's a teaser, you got to put it in front of Batman.
I know.
That's your most captive audience.
Do you think they will, though?
Absolutely. It's a week past Comic-Con.
We'll see.
So that means the footage is at least...
out
in
there.
Some way, shape, or form,
right.
Ready for human consumption, why not put it in front of Batman?
It's unless they're
that genuinely afraid and they're going to go back and retweak it.
Maybe.
Which I guess is a possibility.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Doctor Who. This is just a really quick thing because we still don't have little Miss Fifi's Who stuff.
Yeah,
it's coming.
I blame myself for
it's coming. I'm not blaming anybody.
I have one. I just haven't finished it yet.
Stephen Moffat said that we may find out the Doctor's actual name in the upcoming sixth season.
I already know that information.
Yes.
Ted.
Ted who?
It's Ted who.
Who Ted?
No, just Ted.
Just Ted?
He just goes by Ted.
Dr.
And everyone
Ted.
Goes, who?
Who?
That's how it became Doctor Who.
Oh, is that he just kind of stuck with it? It was a moniker?
Dr. Ted. Ted who?
He was hanging
Doctor
out with,
who?
He was hanging out with a couple other guys, and who just stuck?
That's it.
Other guys had fancy nicknames, and who just stuck?
Yep. Because who wants to be Ted?
Exactly. Carl Urban in our Star Trek News of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
It is not Gary Mitchell.
No, it's not Gary Mitchell.
According to Gary, Roberto Orsi, rather. No, it is not Gary Mitchell.
So now it's not Gary
So
Mitchell.
We don't know who's lying. Right. Someone's lying. Clearly they're trying to throw us off the...
You know what? I'll be honest with you. If it was Gary Mitchell, I think that would be fucking awesome.
I'll be honest with you. I don't give two shits at this point.
I don't care who it is.
At this point, it's like, stop...
You know what?
Stop...
Where's the trailer?
Around.
Isn't that this Christmas, that movie? I thought it was this... It's either this Christmas or next spring.
Yeah.
Principal, I think, is done.
Principal is done. I don't know when it is. No, I think it's before the end of the year.
I think it's Christmas.
It's holiday time.
Okay,
yeah.
So if it's holiday, where the fuck is the trailer?
They're holding it close to
the
desk.
Bullshit. Bullshit!
They'll release it in front of...
What?
There are no other big movies.
Exactly. In front of The Hobbit. It's coming out then!
Hobbit. Speaking of The Hobbit, did you hear that rumor that was like squashed within like minutes that... Peter Jackson was going to do a third Hobbit film.
No.
I don't even know who started it, but it was squashed within seconds.
Yeah.
It was like, shut up, asshole.
Yeah. It was like,
shut up, jerk.
It was like, jerk off. Shut up.
Really? Asshat? Done. Let's see. I've got two more things.
Go ahead.
We're
rolling.
All right. I'm going to read something for you.
Okay.
And then this will lead into that news that I was talking about before that we were missing on.
Okay.
I can say publicly... that now we are together and trying to do Hellboy 3. We're going to make an effort to do it, and I hope it happens. The first two movies were really a setup to have this unbelievable resolve. Everything that was done in both movies was leading up to this destiny written in stone of what Hellboy had been summoned to Earth to do. To not do it, particularly in light of the scope that Guillermo is thinking of what Guillermo is thinking for the resolve, would be, in my mind, a little bit of shame. That's Ron Perlman.
Okay.
So apparently, maybe it's back on track. You know, Guillermo del Toro, after Pacific Rim, I think he's free. I don't think he's tied to anything past that yet.
Okay.
Unless he's going to pull back and do In the Mountains of Madness, which got scrapped, and I didn't think that it was getting picked back up.
Right.
But I'm down with Hellboy 3.
Sure.
Wasn't it Hellboy 3 without me?
Actually, it was Iron Man 3. It was Hellboy 3 without me was the first one.
Was the first one. That was what Ron Perlman said, right?
I think he had a t-shirt or something that said that.
Didn't he show up somewhere?
It wasn't Ron Perlman. It was Guillermo del Toro.
It was Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah.
Was that when he was going to direct?
Ron Perlman.
Was that when he was going to direct The Hobbit? Or when he was going to help Neil Gaiman direct Sandman?
No, I don't.
There's been so many. I don't think it was either one of those.
I just think it was at some point he had a shirt that said that or something.
Maybe,
if I remember correctly.
But was he done with the franchise? Was he? Do you remember what the impetus behind it was? Was he just aggravated?
If you spent that much time with Mike Mignola.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Hi, Guillermo. Hi, yeah, it's Mike. I was wondering about the new Hellboy movie, and I'm wondering if we can get together and talk about it.
You know, that's an insult to Kermit the Frog.
I'm going to go now. Bye!
It wasn't Kermit the Frog. It was just generic Muppet voice.
It was Kermit the Frog. Hi-ho! No.
Kermit is much more down here.
Do we want to talk about DC Comics?
Sure.
What's coming out?
We don't want to talk about Marvel Comics?
Some of the new ones?
I want to summarize Marvel Comics. Everything gets canceled.
Right.
And they start again. Heroes Reborn 2.
We have a voicemail that we'll play in regards to Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, of course.
That will be the only Marvel comic thing we talk about this week.
Next week.
I think next week we'll do some. You know, why don't we save DC then for next week?
Okay, we'll do that. And toys.
We'll do a little bit more toys next week.
All right.
So toys and comics.
Right.
Next week.
So with that, OG, let's take our first
thing. One more thing.
This just in.
Because during our break, today, we have a game stuff.
Oh, right.
From Coke Logic.
Uh-huh.
Where he talks about the one thing that he says was the big news at San Diego coming out regarding video games.
Right.
But I have one other thing that I want to throw in here.
Okay.
Regarding video games.
okay.
Warner Brothers Interactive.
Oh,
along with Rocksteady, who's put out Arkham Asylum and Arkham City, is looking to put out another game that I believe is looking to be a prequel to Arkham Asylum that will involve the Justice League.
Okay. That's interesting.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I've said it before.
Arkham Planet. No.
And I'll say it again. Now. It'll probably just be Justice League or you know, Crisis on Billion Earths or whatever the fuck it'll be. But I've said this before. If Rocksteady takes the game engine that they've applied to Batman and apply it to every superhero across the board,
it'd be pretty good.
It would be a good game every time. Because the engine is great for casual gamers,
right.
For professional, you know, regular full-time
professional.
Gamers. Right. Maybe professional gamers. They game for money, competitions, tournaments,
sure.
Et cetera. Online players, et cetera. But I don't know. That's pretty exciting to me because I like those games and I can actually play them. My fingers work well enough to play those games.
I'm actually breaking out the Xbox so that I can play Red Dead again because I just
You're
what?
That's you're desperate, aren't you?
I love that game.
I know you.
I'm sorry, man.
But aren't you going to be? It's going to be like a ghost town when you log on. No.
Yeah, my old house. You mean? Yeah. No, it doesn't work like that.
Going
no,
by.
There's still a lot. There's still a really.
Are there still a lot of people
playing?
Yeah,
still a lot
online?
Of people playing online.
All right.
And I don't care. I'll go back and play the single player version again because it was awesome.
I'm sure you will.
With that, OG, let's take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 255. You didn't miss much.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. At San Diego Comic-Con, a Deadpool game was announced. A trailer was shown where Deadpool says some smart-ass remarks and beats up some bad guys. The game's due out sometime in 2013. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 255. You didn't miss much.
Did you say black?
No, what are you talking about?
I thought you said we are black.
No, why would I say that? That's
you're racist. That's
I
why
am
you would
so
say
not racist.
That's so that was
Rape
game
is
stuff.
Never funny.
That was game stuff. And if you guys haven't seen the Deadpool, what's it? Deadpoolgame.com is where that trailer
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'll post it on the episode
Big Kev's Geek Stuff
page. That's right.
And while we're talking about Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you know, we have a GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Where you can call in, you can leave us a question or a comment about the show, something you'd like to hear us talk about, or a comment on something we've already talked about. We actually have a call, OG, mentioned last time, but since we're pushing the comic news off, we're going to hold that call until episode 256.
Right. So we'll play that during our San Diego Comics coverage.
Right. Part two. San Diego Part two.
Dose.
Even though there's no part one.
Not really.
You didn't miss much. Still.
Right.
Something like that.
Missing less.
Yeah. So, and of course, there are many ways you can be part of the program. not the least of which is going right over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where you can check out a video, our videos, Studio V's.
Right.
A few of those are over there. There's also our photo gallery for each and every episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. You can participate in our forums.
That's right.
Hosted by the delightful and sexy folks over at October Toys.
That's right.
And wasn't I supposed to call her about something?
You did call her about something.
I did. And I left her a message and she called me back and I forgot why it was that I called her. So I didn't
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. In any event, so there was that. And then there was something else. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's the social networks, social media networks.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, at BKGeekStuff on Twitter, at GeekStuffOG. I think that's
what if they want to reach us by email?
You can do it through the webpage. You can click on the contact us
button
and it will send an email. Or you can send an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Right.
Or bigkevsgeekstuff@gmail.com. They all come to me in some way, shape, or form.
Either one can open with hey Kev.
Right. And those get deleted. I told you, I have a filter set up now.
Did we mention the thing that we did?
We've mentioned that.
We have.
And
I got an email confirming that.
I know. And I got one of those.
They were
well.
Received.
They were received. Right. So we'll have more information on those coming up. Of course, we're talking about the Art Hustle Series 3 cards that we were a part of. More information on those as they get released.
Yeah.
I think soon, too. Like, not far off, a couple weeks.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah. I think
wow.
So. Yeah, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope I get a sketch card from Wobots.
I hope you do, too.
I like that guy.
I know you do.
He doesn't. I don't like have enough of his stuff. I should have bought that original.
That's because his stuff, and I love the dude. It's way expensive.
No, it is. But you know, I had a great
opportunity. A Panda King, in the worst way. But they're like
$2,000.
Yeah,
but they're like 4 feet tall.
No, but there are smaller ones too that are like $500.
Yeah, but it's still too much.
Yeah,
that's all well and good. I had a chance to buy an original painted right there in front of me in New York.
The bloody fucked up one.
I know.
That you prodded him out to bloody up.
I stared. I stood there. I stared for like an hour. And I was just like,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You had a Cameron Fry moment.
I did.
You had a Cameron Fry
moment. Beat the seat next to me. God damn it.
All right.
He'll keep calling me.
All right. I'll go. All right. Let's get back to the show.
Yes.
Deadpool.
Yeah, the game.
I think the trailer looks great.
The best part about it was, isn't it like fuck you Wolverine or something at the end?
Yeah, saucy.
Suck it Wolverine
like that. I like the gun sound effects. Pew 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 pew.
Yeah,
as he's
cool.
firing the
yeah.
Like, it looks like a really fun Deadpool game.
Right.
It looks like it has all of the quirk, wit and charm of Deadpool.
We'll see how it really ends up.
Boobies and
bouncy
play areas and violence. I saw a couple of beheadings, definitely head splattered after a point-blank gunshot. So it looks good. I'll be interested to see.
Check out the trailer. You know, you can always let us know what you thought of it over in the GVM line. And
geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Yes. So we're skipping DVDs this week.
We are skipping DVDs this week.
Because we have too much stuff to talk about. Oh, gee, I have five.
I have more than five, but I only want to talk about...
I have more than five. I'm talking about five.
Right. I have more than five, but I'm only talking about two.
Okay, I have Red Hood and the Outlaws number 11.
No, that came out this week?
Sir, I'm holding it in my hand.
Oh, I missed that.
You missed it, sir.
God damn it.
Red Hood and the Outlaws number 11, The Origin of Starfire. And Scott Lobdell doing the writing on this one. Kenneth Rocafort.
Fuck nuts McGillicuddy.
Is doing the art. Art is fantastic. I think the story is still awesome. I am really, really liking this book. I know not a lot of people are fans, really, of the book. I am.
So. I'm bummed out now. Yeah. God damn it.
I also picked up from DC Comics, Batman Beyond Unlimited number 6.
That's lovely.
Again, it's another really terrific title. I don't think this title is getting enough play, quite frankly. I think it's much better than people say it is. There have been people who are like, why is the book still going on? Blah, blah, blah. I just don't think it's that bad. You know what I'm noticing? More ads for DC Converse.
That yes.
I cannot own.
Yes. Do they not make your size?
No, the DC Converse don't come in 13.
That sucks.
They only go up to 12. What the hell?
And they don't have any Green Arrow ones, so I'm pissed.
I know, but they've had like five Joker ones.
I know. I'm gonna have to break down, considering the epic growing scale of my Converse collection, I'm gonna have to break down and buy probably at least a Batman pair, I would think.
I would hope. But you got big feet too, don't you?
Nah. I wear like tens and a half.
Well, anyway, check out Batman Beyond Unlimited #6. I think it's a really good book. From Marvel,
You still reading those books?
Daredevil, I'm still reading.
I've stopped reading everything Marvel except for Amazing Spider-Man until the relaunch.
Daredevil, I'm still reading Daredevil. I always will. And Cap, I will always read. Mark Waid and Chris Samee doing the art, the writing and art duties on the book.
Right.
It's okay. The story is still pretty good, but it's getting a little bit, you know, kind of Iron Man is appearing in the book now. And it's like, do I want to go there? And, of course, I also picked up from Dynamite, issue 3 of The Spider.
Oh, yeah, I saw that came out. That I saw, not Red Hood. I'm really pissed.
You saw The Spider, but not Red Hood?
Paul Sackey.
I have to say, David Liss is the writer. Colton Worley's art is something that really should be talked about. He's got a really hyper-realistic style. He may be, I mean, from the looks of it, it's like he's almost doing photo imaging. Like, I mean, I really like the way it's coming out, and I really like the story. You know, it's really good stuff. And somehow I picked up 2 copies of X-Factor 240. The hell did that happen?
I don't know. I'm sorry. My books this week, I picked up the new Catwoman, and I picked up the new Birds of Prey, but, you know, both of those series are doing really good. Justice League 11, of course, Geoff Johns and Jim Lee. This book has been epic, and again, it continues that Shazam storyline that I've really been enjoying, so you should definitely check that out.
Right.
What I'm calling the best new book I've read in forever and a day, aside from Batman, Saga. The new Brian K. Vaughan book.
Oh, yeah, you keep saying about that.
This is up to chapter 5. The new issue came out this week. And this book has yet to disappoint me. Every issue has been awesome. So
you're making me kind of a waiter trader on that book.
I'm really looking forward to reading this because I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
Waiter trader.
And, of course, I have a weakness in my heart for J. Scott Campbell and Danger Girl
and
G.I. Joe. So this week, Danger Girl, G.I. Joe, #1.
And speaking of G.I. Joe, was there any G.I. Joe news at Comic-Con about the movie being delayed forever?
No.
Really? Nothing?
Not that I heard.
Oh, wow. We should find out.
I followed the entertainment news pretty closely.
They didn't see anything
about G.I. Joe.
Well, let me tell you this. Unless I missed it. Let me tell you this, toy fans. The rumor on that is, I think we talk about this a few weeks ago?
We did already
talk
about
this. The toys that are out are going to be the only ones coming out until the movie, yeah. I think they're going to be worth something down the line.
All right.
Trades to check out this week. It's the Formic Wars Silent Strike. This is a prequel to Ender's Game.
Right.
It's a hardcover from Marvel. You almost kind of are a little shocked.
No, it's Ender's Game. No, I mean, the first book was a solid read. And
Aaron Johnson, Giancarlo Caracuzzo on the artwork, which is phenomenal.
I don't hate everything that Marvel puts out. I like Dawes stuff.
And I really love I really loved Ender's Game.
Yeah.
So Orson Scott Card's great science fiction stuff is really, really doing well, I think, in comic book form. This collects Formic Wars Silent Strike 1-5 by Orson Scott Card, Aaron Johnston, and Giancarlo Caracuzzo. So, yes, this book has a parental advisory, OG.
Uh-oh.
There must be some naughty bits or violence. Just saying. Also to check out, OG, I think this one is right up your alley, I might say. This one is the Omnibus 1 of The Stuff of Legend.
Yeah, I haven't been following The Stuff of Legend. That's an Archaea book, is that correct?
No, sir.
Oh, who is that?
This is Third World.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that was Archaea.
No, it is not. As Allied Forces, I'm going to tell you what it is. First of all, it says, the hardcover collection brings together the first 2 volumes of the New York Times bestselling graphic novel, The Stuff of Legend, The Dark and the Jungle, in one beautiful 272-page edition, which is going to run you about $30, but it's worth it. And they say about the story, as Allied Forces fight the enemy on Europe's war-torn beaches, another battle begins in a child's bedroom in Brooklyn when the nightmarish bogeymen snatches a boy and takes him to the realm of the dark. the child's playthings, led by the toy soldier known as the Colonel, band together to stage a daring rescue. On their perilous mission, they will confront the boy's bitter and forgotten toys, as well as betrayal in their own ranks. The Stuff of Legend is a haunting and ultimately redemptive tale of loyalty, camaraderie, and perseverance. So you should definitely check that out. The artwork, I should say who's doing the whole thing. Story is by Mike Raitt and Brian Smith, illustrated by Charles Paul Wilson III. And let me tell you, look at the quality of these illustrations.
Oh, I know. I'm familiar with the book. I mean, I've thumbed through it before.
The book's not really in color. It's kind of in sepia.
It's sepia tones.
It's like black and white, but sepia.
It's like an Instagram photo.
Kind of. A lot like an Instagram photo. So, yeah, check that out. You can check it out over at thirdworld.com. It's actually not. It's Third World, but it's like thirdworld.
That's a lot. That's difficult.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why people do that. But there it is. Because
I couldn't get thirdworld.com.
Probably. Stuff of Legend, Omnibus, Volume 1.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
One thing in product tonight, right?
Only one, yeah. This is do you remember who this is?
No.
Really, OG?
It's a clone trooper.
Really? Is it a clone trooper?
The clone commander.
It is Commander Cody, sir.
I know. Is Cody or Rex? One of the two.
Star Wars Commander Cody Bank, which is produced by Diamond Select Toys.
Ooh.
That's not often we get to talk about Diamond Select Toys because they don't really make a lot that we like. But their Star Wars Bank line, which was brilliant in concept 2 or 3 years ago when it started, has yielded one clone trooper.
Right.
And one Boba Fett,
right,
and one Jango Fett,
right,
and that's it. Now the fourth piece in the line is this, and he's slightly larger than quarter scale, but he's only from the waist up.
He's a bust.
Yeah, he's a bust, but he's a bank. See, that's how they can do it, because someone else has the bust.
That's
license.
The loophole.
General Giant has a bust, right, license. That said, though, it's done in vinyl. It is extraordinarily detailed, painted. It's got all the little antennae and all sort of stuff. Holding the gun, suitable for you to put your nickels and dimes in.
Put a couple pennies in there, it'll fund your trip to Celebration.
You need quite a few pennies, but yes, the point is made.
Many pennies.
Many, many pennies.
Celebration 7.
Yeah, maybe. Start saving wherever that is. And no one
Tokyo.
Knows. No one knows when or where.
I know.
It's Tokyo, I'm going.
I know you are.
I'm going to Celebration. I'm just saying. Celebration.
You like to celebrate good times.
That's my con.
All right.
That is now my con.
I'm glad.
I mean, that isn't New York. New York is my con, like my backyard.
I'd like to give you a con medal for it being your con.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Vinyl clone Commander Cody Bust Bank, $19.99. It's going to run you about $20 retail, and it's worth it.
Sure.
What sucks about this is that, remember how these busts were going to be a San Diego exclusive?
Yes.
Where you had to go around and
buy
gather
all of them.
No, you get like a piece.
Yeah.
From one guy, and if you got the one guy, you got to buy the other three, because there were like four of them or something.
Right.
One was, there was like Gree, and there were like four or five of them.
Right.
And they just bagged the whole idea. No one knows why.
Yeah. My recollection, and I can be completely off base on this, but my recollection was when we asked, oh, so whose exclusives are those going to be? Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. So, but I think that they didn't.
I don't think people picked them up. That seems a shame.
Or enough of them weren't picked up to do what they wanted to do with it.
Well, why wouldn't they just put them out like one at a time every few
months?
Maybe
they will.
Well, maybe.
Maybe this is
the first one?
Yeah, because
had to be two or three. That'd be 3 years ago. I mean,
I know,
had to
but they've been shopping them at Toy Fair every year since, right?
Yeah.
So they finally said, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do it ourselves. This is the first, and maybe we'll get the rest.
Well,
but
maybe.
I bet it's because no one picked them up.
You can turn the head. It has one point of articulation.
Are the arms removable?
Oh, the arms. They're not removable, but
they are.
I think you can repose them, although I'm not really. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're articulated.
Yeah, you can move them around.
Don't bust
a
the pistol.
Yeah, I'm not going to bust. It's not attached.
No, but what I mean is it's in his other hand, isn't it? Isn't he?
Yeah, when they made these, remember the other thing you got if you bought them all was like an accessory pack.
Right, I remember.
That had like a longer rifle in it,
right,
I think,
right,
was one of the things, and some other things. But yeah, so going to run you about $20 at your local comic recce or online establishment.
Lovely.
And that's everything in product, OG.
That's it then.
Then with that, let's take our final break. On Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 255, You Didn't Miss Much.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care.
Hey, this is Jewel State from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 255. You didn't miss much.
So are we just doing the normal one here, or are we doing that other one?
Whatever one you want to do.
Are we doing them both?
Oh, no, 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 no. Just the normal one. Oh, no, no. That other one isn't finalized yet.
Well, in that case, superpowercollectibles.com.
That's right.
Superpowercollectibles.com.
For all of your comic books and toys and statues and
stuff,
busts and collectibles.
Thus the name.
No, seriously, Superpower Collectibles. It's an awesome website. They have great product, great customer service from what I've heard from some of the people who have picked up stuff.
Yeah, we actually know a lot of people. We've gotten a lot of comments about people who are really jazzed about Superpower Collectibles.
And I believe there is a coupon.
Yes, it's coupon code BIGKEV, and you get $10 off of any $50 order.
That's fancy.
Also, if you use the coupon code BIGKEV, any order over $100, free shipping.
I don't think you need to use coupon code Big Kev for that. But they should anyway.
Big Kev coupon code. You have to use it.
You have to use it.
All the specials.
That's right.
Big Kev coupon
code. No matter how much you're spending, put the code in.
That's it. Just put the code in. That's
maybe
all.
It's discount roulette. Probably not. But you never know.
You never know. Those things are all glitchy. You might get like some weird like discount anyway.
That's right. 1%.
Glass of wine.
Additional that you owe them. So
yeah, exactly. They add 1% when you put it on.
So that would be great if some website just decided, you know what, for all the dicks out there that try to use a coupon code even though it
doesn't
qualify,
exist,
1% extra.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Any case, you can get all those things over at superpowercollectibles.com. You should check it out. Hey, it's like we always say, when you use Superpower Collectibles, you're helping yourself. You're helping yourself to $10 off a $50 order and free shipping on orders over $100. You're helping the show. You're helping the Superpower Collectibles. You're helping yourself. It's all about helping people, folks. So that's what you need to do. Go over to superpowercollectibles.com and check them out. OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We talked a lot about a lot of detritus. Fantastic Four and Daredevil reboots confirmed.
Wow.
Ant-Man, Captain America, Thor.
Captain America 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thor 2.
Yeah, and Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3.
All confirmed.
Yep.
All happening.
Yep.
Neil Gaiman returning to Sandman.
That's very interesting.
What else did we talk about? I don't even know. Buck Rogers coming back from Hermes Press with Howard Chaykin.
We talked a lot about the Star Wars, Hasbro Star
That's
Wars
right.
panel.
Hasbro. We talked about the Man of Steel trailer. Quick mention of Doctor Who, finding out who is who.
Ted.
Gary Mitchell may or may not be in.
Don't you hope it's Ted?
Ted who?
Ted.
It's gotta be something more British.
Teddy?
Rupert.
Rupert. I'm Rupert who? And no, it'll turn out to
Charlesworth
be like,
who?
It'll turn out to be like Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou who?
Now see, that would be funny.
See?
See? That
Tie
would
it
be
together.
Funny. The Grinch who stole TARDIS.
That's it. We also talked about some comics tonight. The Spider number 3 from Dynamite, Daredevil 15 from Marvel, Batman Beyond Unlimited number 6 from DC, and also from DC, Red Hood and the Outlaws number 11. Too bad OG didn't get it. We also talked about, you had some books too, right?
Danger Girl G.I. Joe number 1,
right.
Justice League number 11,
uh-huh.
And what I'm calling the Book of the Week, Saga number 5.
Saga number 5. And some trades to check out, Formic Wars Silent Strike. A hardcover from Marvel, the prequel to the fabulous Ender's Game.
That's right.
And also the Stuff of Legend Omnibus number 1, which collects that wonderful story into one giant 272-page volume.
And, of course, thank you to Coke Logic for this week's Game Stuff.
Yes.
And that Daredevil video, Daredevil, Deadpool.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. The Deadpool video game that looks pretty badass, I think, in my opinion. And I think that's about it.
I think you're right, OG. And we will end this episode 255 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect.